place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe. Show me your mercy, we'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again. Knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. When I think that I've gone too far, here you are.
Again, we're here with Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim. Check him out at starsgodim.com. Chris, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Yeah. Was it? Gosh. I feel like there were a few. I remember the first album I wore out was Michael W. Smith, Go West, Young Man.
Oh, yeah.
That record. Good.
Yeah,
I wore that thing out. I would like listen to "Do You Dream of Me" like every night.
Oh yeah,
so good. I got like the Petra Midnight Oil record when I was like I was full Christian kid by like put me up in the Hall of Fame of Christian '90s kids because I was there. I didn't have No Fear shirts in O. I had the KNO Fear shirts. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I know well. I know well. I know more well than I want to admit.
Yeah, exactly. And then at some point, I decided I needed to like know a few bands, and so I feel like I bought like a Ray Charles Greatest Hits, and I bought like a Boston Greatest Hits, and I thought I was gonna like AC/DC, and then I turned it on. I was like, "What is happening?" You know, and it's like. So some of those were the early records, but I'm still not a great connoisseur of music. I don't know bands. My wife is the one who shows me new music at this point in my life. And my brother was probably that person, you know, when I was younger, I just listened to whatever they were listening to.
I'm the same way, man. Isn't that funny? You know, music's my background too. And I'm just like, I don't know, you know, I listen to podcasts these days more than I listen to anything.
If I'm in the car, I'm podcast. Yeah, or silence.
crashing down. I'm losing faith and falling into my doubts. How long will I have to fight just for me to stay alive? I know you're there, God, please just meet me here tonight. My God, I'm tired of trying to be okay. I've prayed all the prayers I have to pray.
Michael W. Smith and Petra and different people, if you could open up and just think more of the experience of it for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Okay, if I could open for anybody dead or alive, probably with the new record. Oh man, maybe like peak Led Zeppelin or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody I might be more interested in, but probably somebody like that.
That's cool.
I think that would be fun.
Would be fun.
Like, I've opened up for about everybody else that's alive, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We did, like, when Stars was at its height, like, if they were cool from 2007 to 10, we probably played with them. The list is, like, crazy.
Who's somebody you opened up for that, for you that day, was like, man, this is a cool day?
So many. There were
Yeah.
so many times we were like, how the heck do we
Yeah.
get here? The Goo Goo Dolls
Yeah.
was pretty wild. John Mayer, pretty wild. We did like a cruise with him.
Oh,
Had a
wow.
bunch of people on that. People like The Roots,
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield. I'm trying to think of people I really loved, who were just crazy.
That's
Very
wild.
young Justin Bieber back then.
Oh, wow.
From funny ones like Uncle Cracker and
Yeah.
like, you know, but like Billy Joel, Elton John, people like that. The list is like, it's
That's
pretty crazy.
wild.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a cup of coffee in our future in Franklin where I want to hear some of these more in depth stories
Man,
again.
I mean, a lot of it is we played, maybe saw them in a hallway,
Yeah, right.
said hi, and it
Move
was kind
on.
of fun.
Yeah.
and he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right. And every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times, yeah. Even in the dead of night, there's never been a moment when the sun don't rise. You never let go, you know that it's true. He's still that good and he's still got you. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Just how good he is. He's a faithful God. Every word is true. And he always does just what he says he'll do. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah, even in the dead of night, there's never been a morning when the sun don't rise. I've run the fast lane and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge. Chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. Right now, if nobody's too lost to get found,
that steeple up on top. Ain't talking about them hot views or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I could almost hear the choir singing back to when I was a child. I could use a little church right now.
Again, wrapping up here with Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at starsgodim.com. I'd like to end with a little rapid fire, Chris. You got your game face on?
Let's go.
What's your favorite junk food?
Fruit snacks. The Welch's fruit snacks specifically. I will eat pounds of those things.
I was going to say, those are the things. When you open up one, you're going to eat like 3 or 4 bags at once.
Oh, I'm like 9, 10 bags easy. I'm grabbing handfuls, man.
That's right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry, vanilla, and then cookies and cream. I'm all this fancy ice cream.
Yeah.
Just give me the basics.
Just give me the basics. I'm with you on that.
I don't want chocolate, though. I'm out on chocolate.
Kind of the same way. The three you mentioned are kind of my, those are my three go-tos.
You want another Tulsa thing? Brahms?
Yeah.
Brahms ice cream?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Listen, next time you're coming through Memphis, let me know. There's a place that best ice cream I've ever had in my life is down here.
Okay.
It's called Area 51.
Area 51.
It's across the line of Mississippi, Hernando, Mississippi. Area 51. It's incredible.
Okay.
Incredible. If you had, hit me up. What color is your toothbrush?
What color is my tooth? Gray and white. It's like a weird, I don't know. My wife got it for me.
In the movie about your life, the Chris Cleveland story, what actor would play you?
Oh gosh. Can it be anyone at any age, or
yes,
does it have to be a current actor now?
No, anything you want. It's your world.
It's probably a mix between Matthew McConaughey and Owen Wilson.
Man, I love Owen Wilson, man. And Matthew McConaughey is the runaway winner for guys on this show.
Yeah, I mean, who our age doesn't want Matthew McConaughey to portray that? Okay, here's a funny thing. One of my friends is actually having a movie made about his life.
Okay.
His name's Tim Timmons. He's
an
artist.
Yeah.
And if you know Tim, he's a bald man with a goatee, like a beard.
Yeah.
One of the greatest humans on the planet. Like, amazing. They just cast this movie for him, and they cast the guy from Gilmore Girls and This Is Us, the dad, Milo or Milo or whatever. Like, the best looking man in America is playing Tim Timmons. And I was like, bro, what is happening? Like, I really hope he can capture your raw magnetism and sex appeal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's going to be able to do it, but we'll see.
Dude, they're going to do, like, the when it comes out, you know, and it's like, here's the actor and here's the guy. But it's gonna be like,
yeah, it's like, what? So I don't feel bad about claiming Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, see? There you go. That's too good. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, God. I hate board games. We do. We play a lot of them. Now at the house. What is that one? Clue?
Yeah, it's a classic.
I like Clue.
Clue was fun. Growing up, we had Clue, but like pieces were missing. And you want to talk about frustrating. Like, you solve the murder, it's like, nope, that's not
There's
it.
No
it's
hammer.
Like, okay. Yeah, it's
what's
like,
happening?
Whatever, man. You guys are
awful. We've got like 4 versions of Clue. So,
oh, okay.
We've got the normal one. We've got like a Bob's Burgers version. We've got, I don't know. We've got a bunch of them.
Dude, that's how they do it now. What's your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, man. Every day before school, I'd get up early and I would watch. I feel like it was like Rugrats, Doug, and Recess.
Recess.
Know? Yeah, it was some, I don't even know what
I'll
channel it
Google
was on,
that
but I'd
one.
get up at like 6 o'clock so I
Yeah,
could watch those
watch them.
before I went to school.
The other two are classics to me.
So probably those.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Probably. I don't know why.
Yeah.
My 12-year-old doesn't, tell you that much.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things
So
I probably
many.
hate. Well, I'm trying to think of a real good one
Yeah.
because there's probably too many of them.
Yeah.
The ice cream thing is on my brain now because
Yeah.
I just want, like, we've got this great ice cream place. It's called Jenny's here, and
Yeah.
like $15 ice cream. And my kids want to go there all the time. But I don't want Brambleberry. I don't want lactose free,
Yeah.
like, milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I want vanilla. You know what I want
Yeah.
strawberry.
Yeah.
They do not offer these flavors.
None
And
of
so I don't know who you people are out there who are inciting this thought that we need to church up ice cream. But I think it's
Church.
like white people dancing. You know what I mean? Just keep it like, just do the basics. You know what I mean? No need to get fancy.
Ice cream wasn't broken.
It
It
wasn't
wasn't
broken.
broken. Why are we trying to fix it?
It wasn't broken. One of my favorite little pages on Instagram is this guy, and he's in New York, and he takes the subway, and he just asks people their takes, and people do this, and like almost every one of them, I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like
It's
I feel like my personality is a good mix of like Larry David. Everything he says, I kind of agree with, and I'm like, man. I'm a little grumpy.
Yeah, I'm with you more than you know on this. So we're running some good parallels. He's Chris Cleveland, the Stars Go Dim. StarsGoDim.com. Chris, thanks so much today, man. You've been a ton of
You're
fun.
welcome, man. Thanks.
You know, I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. You know, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who called us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one.
You had me standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places, feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.